Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, Christian Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you on Liberty Broadcasting, the American Christian Network affiliate. And we are broadcasting from Patriot-held territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday.
The biggest threat to the globalists and God-haters that's come along in a long time.
Boy, you're not kidding. And praise God for him. You know, what would we do if he wasn't out there? I mean, seriously, that's as far as like hope for the nation. Of course, you know, of course we are. Our real hope and our real joy and trust is in the Lord.
Absolutely.
But as far as a decent president that is not bought and sold by the whole globalist cabal, you know, we are blessed to have somebody that is willing to not just run for president, but take endless flack and attacks and
stay strong in all of it.
Well, yeah,
despite it, and
fight even harder because they're attacking him. There are few people that will fight harder when they're attacked.
They're attacking us.
Yep.
And you know, that's the thing that is hard to get through some people's heads. That, well, like, I really don't like the way he talks, or sometimes he's too brash, or he needs to be more presidential, or, you know, whatever. And we've said this before. We don't need a politician. We don't need a nice guy in there right now. We need a killer. Our nation is under attack. We are on the verge of forever losing, irretrievably losing America, and we need good leadership.
You know,
we need a strong leader that's going to take those people on that is a threat to the globalists. And they're showing what a threat he is to them because they are willing to do anything and everything. And what's coming out, we've got some audio clips, this new election in transition integrity project, these documents that have come out from that, you want to talk about an insurgency and an insurrection?
No kidding.
It's the globalists, the deep state, the people that are in our intelligence communities, inside the Beltway, in Washington, D.C., pulled off exactly what we assessed, what we thought we saw was a coup, exactly was a coup.
Yep.
And the evidence is there. It's strong. There's nobody that is a threat to him, to their agenda like Trump. That if you're not going to vote for anybody else, or if you can't find any reason to vote for somebody, there's the reason right there.
Right. Yep, exactly. And so, gosh, the clip that we have today, it was posted on our channel by one of our listeners.
Yeah.
And we are so thankful for that because, as you'll hear in the clip after the break, there's a lot of things that you and I didn't even know about.
Oh, I know.
And so to hear.
Nobody knew.
Because
Mike Benz brought it forward on this Benny Johnson show.
Yep.
And it's about 7 minutes long. And I just tried to find the best 2 minutes of it that we're going to share with you in segment two. And I think we should tag the whole 7 minutes onto the end of the show for our Podbean listeners that download.
Oh, that's a great idea.
They might not have Telegram. After the end of the show, you'll be able to listen to the full 7 minutes. And it is so revealing.
Yep.
It's alarming to see how calculating these people were, including to the point where they had a three-part plan.
Right.
One, if Biden blew Trump away and Trump wouldn't leave the White House, or if it was a Trump win, but very, very close, they had a plan for that to, no matter what, get Biden in the White House.
Right.
Plan number three was a contingency that they contemplated and kind of troubleshot, you know, sandboxed this scenario. What if it is a clear, decisive win for Trump? How do we get him out of there?
Right.
And the plan shouldn't shock anybody. It's shocking, but it shouldn't really surprise anybody, the lengths that they're willing to go.
Well, but it what was the surprising factor to me is that we actually get a shot, a glimpse of what these people are doing behind the scenes.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we know these are evil people, and we know they are liars from the word go.
Yep.
But to actually hear their calculated plans,
yes,
of their evil on, they don't belong in office.
They're not Americans.
I mean, they don't. And so they have no standing whatsoever. They depend on election fraud to get their people in.
Right.
And yet they still feel entitled. And so to think that they act with this entitled attitude, even though they are invaders, they're country wreckers,
yeah,
you know, and then they will willingly just speak out the other side of their mouth and call themselves Americans and try to use all of true Americans' rhetoric. Right.
Trump is a threat to our democracy.
Right.
They want it to be a democracy. They need it to be a democracy for them to pull off what they're trying.
But we're not a democracy.
No, we're not.
We are a republic.
Yep.
And so, boy, that has to be yours and my biggest political pet peeve of all, is when, you know, we've got fantastic leaders get up there on national TV and talk about our democracy.
I know people that you otherwise look up to and right, respect, yeah, and they're on the ball.
Yeah.
And then you get somebody it's stunning. To the average person, if you don't know, it might just come across as inconsequential semantics. We all know what we're trying to say. You know, democracy, republic. They're, you know, you're missing their point. No, that this is, it's such a subtle subversion,
right,
that is lost on so many people that we are where we're at because of. These subtleties,
right,
that have crept in and come to maturity now.
And there's actually a huge difference between a republic that we are guaranteed by law,
yeah,
and a democracy. A huge difference.
Yeah.
One is not the other, and therefore a democracy is illegal because the Constitution guarantees that our nation is a republic and that, yeah, we get a republican form of governance.
Well, we do have a democratic process built in to our governance structure, and that was the little edge of the sticker they were able to grab with their fingernails and start pulling and tugging and scraping.
Yep, that satanic twisting and turning of words.
Yes.
Yep, that's right.
Wow. Well, all right, speaking of words, let's go to the other end of the spectrum and let's get to God's word.
That's right. It's always the truth.
Yes. Hurrah.
Hooray.
Huzzah.
Hooray.
Yippee.
That huzzah thing again.
Huzzah. That's right. You guys have been through appleseed shoots. You know that.
I had to make you explain that to me. I've never heard huzzah in my whole life.
Yeah, it's okay. Just stick around. You loin some stuff.
Okay.
Hey, I've learned a lot of stuff from you. Yeah. And yeah. So, man, this is pretty cool. You bring those together and...
That's
Where'd
right.
you learn that?
It's like Reese's peanut butter cups, chocolate and peanut butter.
I know, they just go together, right?
Okay, so the word the word of the day, and then we'll do the Christmas joke.
That's right.
Okay, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 50-58, which reads under the title Our Final Victory. Woohoo!
Ooh, nice.
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye,
yes,
at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory?
Yes.
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And that's it.
Wow, that's a good one.
I love that one. That is, you know, we even have a t-shirt that has that verse on it that's available on our website, our web store that we have. And it says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And that's just the t-shirt, you know. And so that's a t-shirt that, like I've said before, I'd love to have at the moment of the rapture.
There's the Trump Tuesday we're looking for.
Yep.
Boom. Gone.
That's right. It says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed.
Oh, that's got to be coming so soon.
I know. It's
I mean, now you've got the Pope, you know, finally officially decreeing that priests can bless homosexual, give them their blessing, whatever. You can't bless their marriages, but you can bless them or whatever. I don't know.
It's so corrupt.
Lord, you got to be coming back soon. It's got to be like right around the corner, next week, tomorrow, today.
All the pieces are falling into place, and it is,
sure is.
Just
sure are.
We can't help but say it's getting very close. And, you know, if it has to happen within the generation that the Jews returned to Israel, it's been a long time since they got there in 1948.
Oh, what, 70, and so 75 years,
it's 75
I think.
Years. Yeah. And so
that's about a generation.
It is about a generation. And so just depending on what the Lord considers a generation to be, you know, what is the outer parameter limit of a generation?
This is not the time to go out on a sin binge.
No. It's never a time to go out on a sin binge.
Right? Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? So, that is what we look forward to. That is very cool.
Yep, for sure. So. Well, and so especially, you know, it kind of, that's a random turning, and it's nice that it coincides with Trump Tuesday, considering they're talking about the last trumpet, and also Jonathan Cahn and his pulling together all of the information about Trump being a prophetic person in the end times, just like a Cyrus. And so, you know, the Bible describes like a trumpet. And here we have Trump, who is kind of embodies that label. And so it's just kind of interesting.
Right. Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So that scripture one more time is
1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 50 through 58.
All right. Another great one to meditate on and keep in front of us.
Yep. You bet.
Good one. Well, speaking of Trump, it was kind of funny because on the weekly podcast, I was talking about how the Iranians are calling for assassination of everybody connected with the assassination of Soleimani, you know, the Iranian. So now the Iranians want to kill Trump and his administration, everybody involved in that. Trump, Mike Pompeo, and I said Michael Bolton, and a listener said, John Bolton, you mean? Yeah. It's Michael Bolton's a singer. I said, no, they hate his music. They want to kill Michael Bolton and then Trump.
Well, and you know, it's truly, Iranians want to kill every American, but at this time, Iran is going to step up probably because Hillary is behind it. I mean, that was, Hillary was behind the whole Gaddafi episode.
Yeah.
And she even used NATO to bring Gaddafi down. And
rest assured.
So you know that if she's buddies with China, and she is, just like she said on the Rachel Maddow show, and now, you know, Iran and China are allies.
Right.
It's not too far for her to reach across to Iran and say, well, so what about a hit on Trump? And lo and behold, you know, of course, now she's fundraising for Biden. You can just see her sneaking up behind him to be vice president. And that also means he better really watch out, because he's going to get suicided.
He knows it. He's fully aware of that these people will go to. There's nothing, no holds barred. There's nothing that's beyond them as far as they mean it when they say by all means necessary,
you know,
whatever it takes. So, boy, that's all we need now is another Maddow disease outbreak, right? But,
right.
So anyway, well, I don't have any Michael Bolton stuff queued up for you. I mean, John Bolton music queued
speaking,
up for you.
Yeah. Well, or William Barr music for that matter. We do have the Christmas joke that we've got to do, though.
Yes.
And speaking of jokes, right? Well, so the joke for today is, why did the Fox News Christmas tree catch fire?
Because BLM hates them?
No.
Oh.
They left it too close to the gaslight.
Oh. That's funny.
There's that weird word again. I don't want that word gaslighting to ever be part of my vocabulary. That is a wokeism. You know what I mean? You can say it and nobody knows what it means. Kind of right. Like when they say fascism.
They stare none at of them you with know a blank what look and go, oh,
none of wow. them know what fascism means. Yeah. They just know they don't like whatever it is.
They don't even know what a republic means, most of them.
Nope.
So they don't know what democracy means. All right. Well, I know what this means. We're up against our break, so we better do that now. Let's go ahead and do that with Coleman Underground out of Spokane here with God is Great, and He is Great. Stay right there, Patriots. We'll be back with segment two right after these messages.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute. I want to thank you guys for supporting us. We are listener supported. If you would like to join the other Patriots that are helping out with just $5 or $10 or $20 a month, helping to offset the costs of doing what we do and keeping us on the air, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Donate tab there at the top. And we sure appreciate it, really do, and we need it. So, all right, Lady Liberty, a couple things lined up here.
We sure do. This is the important clip that we were talking about in the beginning, this interview with Mike Benz, who is describing the Election Integrity Partnership, the EIP,
ugh,
and how it was censoring millions of pro-Trump tweets ahead of the 2020 election day. And this is mind-blowing information. Just going to go ahead and...
Yeah, their plans. This is astounding. And these are, remember, these are the leaders in the Democrat and Republican parties.
In both parties.
Colluding together
yep.
to prevent the rightful president from
gaining office.
Yeah, exactly.
He was legally elected, and both Democrats and Republicans worked against him. That just proves that they are truly communists. The rhinos are the same thing as the dinos. They're both communists, and they have both infiltrated both parties.
Heads need to roll. Yep. But listen to this.
It's a close win, and there are some questions that linger. But scenario three was very curious. It was titled "Clear Trump Win." You'll see that if you scroll up, you know, if you want to. And the thing was is how do we make sure Biden is sworn in as the president on January 20th, 2021, even if Trump wins the Electoral College? You'll see that right there on the screen. It says "Clear Trump Win." Again, these are the heads of both major political parties, as well, and the head of this thing, the Transition Integrity Project, was Rosa Brooks, who formerly had a blue badge at the Central Intelligence Agency. The CIA was also a high-ranking Pentagon official and now teaches courses on democratization at Georgetown, which is code for she teaches courses on how to overthrow governments. This is who was running this. Now, if you scroll down again, just to read this language, because this is really the kicker here, along with another things, they role played. A part of this role play was getting the Western states to secede, California, Oregon, and Washington, unless Trump gave up power, to get Republicans
secede from the Union. I'm sorry, I have to secede from the Union.
Yes, they're going to create a new sort of Western state alliance called the Cascadia. They're basically going to do what they accused secessionists in the South of doing if Trump didn't leave power, even if he won in a clear electoral college. Now, they said they were going to use the patina of a national popular vote. They were going to say, we're going to redefine democracy to say only the winner of the popular vote is actually going to be the winner. This is the trick they tried to do, by the way, in 2016 with their electors plot that they're now indicting Republicans for advocating for, that they did in 2016. But you'll see here, in this scenario, they specifically contemplated in the simulation the need to get tens of thousands of Black Lives Matter supporters to take to the streets, to shut down federal government buildings, and to basically make the country completely ungovernable. And they even contemplated what they would need to do between June 2020 and November 2020 to make the Black Lives Matter forces as pliable as possible so that they would do the Biden campaign's bidding. And they even talked about how this was not robustly enough tested. You know, they still may have, you know, so they may not fully do what we say. So we should think between now and election time what we need to do to make sure they are responsive to a call to take to the streets from the Biden campaign in case Trump wins fair and square. That is a clear-cut, slam-dunk, color revolution play in full sight, and they bragged about it in the Time magazine article that was published shortly after the election.
That is infuriating evidence
to the
that's been
nth
dragged
degree.
Up.
Oh my gosh.
Proving what we all knew, yep. But with the details.
Well, and the frightening part is the high levels of these people that are running that.
Yep.
I mean,
and we've seen this before too. We saw this with the Soviet revolution. We saw this with the brown shirts in Nazi Germany, the street level thugs to create chaos. To make the country ungovernable,
right?
Intentionally, and this it's treason. It is. I mean, people need to be swinging from ropes, and this slate needs to be wiped clean.
Right. I mean, this is no longer a two-party system anymore of Democrats versus Republicans.
Hasn't been for
this
a long
is,
time.
You know, this is clearly warfare under an invasion from the globalists and communists. Well, they're one and the same.
It's a coup.
And so that's the problem is, boy, I hope Trump has his plans in order, because this is truly, if he's going to clean house on this high of a level of all these different people that plan to turn this nation upside down when he gets back in office in 2024, he better be prepared for war.
Sounds like they already have a plan for when he does win. They're right. Going to say, nope. So, I mean, it's going to be on if we want to preserve our country. But, you know, and Trump weighed in on this, how they're trying to use the legal system and the court system to prevent him from even getting that far.
Right.
And Dershowitz weighed in on that. You've got that clip.
Alan Dershowitz is in this clip here with Fox News. Just listen to what he has to say.
This thing would have all been over with 2 years ago. But they waited and waited and waited. And then they saw I was running and they waited. And then they saw I was hot and they filed lawsuits. These are very dishonest people. That's called election interference. These are very, and now they're fighting like hell because they want to try and get a guilty plea from the Supreme Court of the United States, which I can't imagine because you have presidential immunity.
That's former President Trump on special counsel Jack Smith's petition with the Supreme Court to decide if the 45th president has any immunity from charges related to the 2020 election. Smith says he made the unusual move to prevent Trump from delaying the start of the trial on March 4th. The court has asked Trump's lawyers to respond to the special counsel's motion by this upcoming Wednesday. Joining me right now with analysis are former Department of Defense Chief of Staff and Attorney Kash Patel and Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz, who is the author of the new book, War Against the Jews, How to End Hamas Barbarism. It's available right now. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us. And Alan, I want to kick this off with you. What do you make of Jack Smith taking in the Supreme Court and waiting on this? What does this do to all of this for Trump? What's your analysis?
Well, it's hypocrisy on steroids. The trial judge said she's going to treat Donald Trump case as if he was an ordinary citizen not running for president. And then Smith comes in and says, but he's running for president. And so we have to deny him the right to have an appellate court analyze the problem and skip right to the Supreme Court so that we can get a conviction before he runs for president. It's a complete politicization of the criminal justice system in a partisan way. And it denies Trump a basic right to have a two-step appellate process. First, an appeal to the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, and second, certiorari to the United States Supreme Court. Nobody's above the law, but nobody's below the law. And they're putting Donald Trump in a situation where he's being denied the rights that any ordinary citizen would have, while at the same time saying he has to be treated like an ordinary citizen when it comes to gag rules and other kinds of things.
Yeah, so there's the other plan, and that is their primary plan is to try to, you know, prosecute him.
Right.
To keep him from getting that far. But you know, behind the scenes, they are working on a plan for what do we do if we can't stop him, we can't convict him, he runs and wins by a landslide, we can't let him take office.
Right.
So what are they planning?
Well, everything illegal under the sun, it sounds like. And, you know, what do you do with opponents like that, that are living in your system and hiding in your system, pretending to be patriotic Americans when they're exactly the opposite?
Yeah.
And so, you know, what do we do? I just have to reflect back on the word of the day that was under the title, Our Final Victory.
Yes.
Where it says that, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption.
Awesome.
So that is our final victory, no
Amen
matter what.
Amen to that. And that is a great place right there to end the show. Just right on that note, leave it hanging out there. And guys, meditate on that. Great word of the day today. You be safe out there and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.
So in your video, you talked about how this was the plan, certainly will be the plan 2024, but this was the plan in 2020. If Donald Trump won, walking away 320 electoral votes, and he's headed for inauguration number two, and he never leaves the White House because he's duly elected, that they had a game theory set up in order to create so much street havoc that he just couldn't rule? Is that correct?
Oh, we know that 100%. Scroll down on the thread you have pulled up on the screen right now. Scroll down to where it says Transition Integrity Project. It'll be about five tweets down, and you will see, we can pull up the exact quote. This is in June 2020. There was a group called the Transition Integrity Project, which is not some small thing. These are the documents, but go down about one or two more, and you'll see exactly what I'm about to talk about with Black Lives Matter being this is the one. Okay, now let me just tee this up for a second. In June 2020, this is after months of calls to arrange some sort of counter-dictatorship, Eastern European color revolution-style mechanism for taking Trump out of office if he decided to cling to power. This was their predicate for setting up this network. What if he doesn't transition? Then we need some mechanism to forcibly transition him, hence Transition Integrity Project, to do this essentially. Well, integrity is sort of their branding word. That's a whole other thing. But this group, Transition Integrity Project, wasn't, you know, a bunch of pink-haired, you know, ambigendered, you know, feminists studying, you know, Marxist theology or whatever at NYU. These included Donna Brazile, the former head of the DNC, Michael Steele, the former head of the RNC. So the two most recent heads of both major political parties, a coterie of apex predators from the national security state, from the NSA, from the DOD, from military intelligence, from the FBI, and they ran a simulation with four different scenarios, and with none other than John Podesta role playing personally during these summer simulations the role of Joe Biden. They had a Republican role playing the role of Donald Trump, and John Podesta role playing the role of Joe Biden. Again, for those who don't know, John Podesta was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager in the 2016 election, a dark arts operative like there never really was in Washington, D.C., kind of a goat Hall of Famer when it comes to political hit jobs and dark arts in D.C. He now runs the largest slush fund in the federal government, overseeing $376 billion in climate handouts. But he role played this simulation where it was four scenarios. And two of them sort of sound like they might be okay. It was, well, what if Biden wins in a clear victory and Trump doesn't give up power? The next one was, it's a close win and there's some questions that linger. But scenario three was very curious. It was titled "Clear Trump Win." And you'll see that if you scroll up, if you want to. And the thing was, is how do we make sure Biden is sworn in as the president on January 20th, 2021, even if Trump wins the Electoral College? You'll see that right there on the screen. It says "Clear Trump Win." Again, these are the heads of both major political parties, as well. And the head of this thing, the Transition Integrity Project, was Rosa Brooks, who formerly had a blue badge at the Central Intelligence Agency. The CIA was also a high-ranking Pentagon official and now teaches courses on democratization at Georgetown, which is code for she teaches courses on how to overthrow governments. This is who was running this. Now, if you scroll down again, just to read this language, because this is really the kicker here, along with another things, they role played. A part of this role play was getting the Western states to secede, California, Oregon, and Washington, unless Trump gave up power, to get Republicans
secede from the union. I'm sorry, I have to secede from the union.
Yes, they're going to create a new sort of Western state alliance called the Cascadia. They're basically going to do what they accused secessionists in the South of doing if Trump didn't leave power, even if he won in a clear electoral college. Now, they said they were going to use the patina of a national popular vote. They were going to say we're going to redefine democracy to say only the winner of the popular vote is actually going to be the winner. This is the trick they tried to do, by the way, in 2016 with their electors plot that they're now indicting Republicans for advocating for that they did in 2016. But you'll see here in this scenario, they specifically contemplated in the simulation the need to get tens of thousands of Black Lives Matter supporters to take to the streets, to shut down federal government buildings, and to basically make the country completely ungovernable. And they even contemplated what they would need to do between June 2020 and November 2020 to make the Black Lives Matter forces as pliable as possible so that they would do the Biden campaign's bidding. And they even talked about how this was not robustly enough tested. You know, they still may have, you know, so they may not fully do what we say. So we should think between now and election time what we need to do to make sure they are responsive to a call to take to the streets from the Biden campaign in case Trump wins fair and square. That is a clear-cut, slam-dunk, color revolution play in full sight. And they bragged about it in the Time magazine article that was published shortly after the election. It came to light that there was actually a deal struck between the AFL-CIO, which I just mentioned, sits at the corner of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, their head office, formerly known as the AFL-CIO, and the Chamber of Commerce for a stand-down. Because the way these things are operated is Chamber of Commerce companies essentially pay union muscle to bust up dictatorships that happen to be interfering with the bottom lines of blue chip multinational companies. That's the game here. This is the way the National Endowment for Democracy, our premier CIA cutout, is structured. We have four different branches: the IRI for Republicans to get their cut, the NDI for Republicans to get their cut, the Chamber of Commerce, it's technically called the Center for International Private Enterprise, but it's the Chamber of Commerce branch, which basically provides assistance funding, and then we capture the markets of the countries that we do our ops in. And the Solidarity Center, which is for the union muscle that actually takes to the streets to shut the country down. This is how you get these, you know, basically astroturfed rental riot, destabilization, democracy promotions to take down dictators. And that is what I believe they're setting up right now.